Another leader under pressure, US President Donald Trump directed hush payments to two women during the 2016 presidential campaign. He knew the actions were wrong, and this is according to President Trump's former personal lawyer, no less, Michael Cohen. He's been speaking to ABC News' George Stephanopoulos following his jail sentencing. Let's hear a little of that now.
First of all, nothing at the Trump Organization was ever done unless it was run through Mr. Trump. He directed me, as I said in my allocution, and I said as well in the plea, he directed me to make the payments. He directed me to become involved in these matters, including the one with McDougal, which was really between him and David Pecker, and then David Pecker's counsel. I just reviewed the documents in order to protect him. I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
And he knew it was wrong?
Of course.
And he was doing that to help his election?
You have to remember at what point in time that this matter came about, 2 weeks or so before the election, post the Billy Bush comments. So yes, he was very concerned about how this would affect the election.
To help his campaign?
To help him and the campaign.
That was Michael Cohen. Remember when he said he'd take a bullet for President Trump? Well, that's what he's saying today. Now, of course, President Trump has been dismissing Michael Cohen as a liar, as a weak, that the president didn't know that he was doing improper things. Let's talk more now to Suzanne Lynch, Washington correspondent for the Irish Times. And while President Trump is dismissing Michael Cohen and giving out, as he usually does, about the Mueller investigation, his problem is, isn't it, Suzanne, that he's now facing multiple investigations on a number of fronts.
Yes, I think this week the net really closed in on Donald Trump. On Wednesday, as you said there, Michael Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison. But equally significant, and Michael Cohen references there in that clip, is the second issue about the payment to Karen McDougal. She was a Playboy model. And David Pecker, who's the head of the National Enquirer magazine, paid this woman $150,000 to buy her silence. Now, on Wednesday in court, we heard more about this payment. And essentially, David Pecker, who for a long time was a close friend of Donald Trump, has essentially turned against him. He has admitted he paid that money. And crucially, he said that he was directed to do so by Donald Trump, and that Donald Trump did it with the intent of changing, of influencing the election. And this is the key point, Áine. If Donald Trump is shown to have affected the election or tried to affect the election, well, then he will be in breach of campaign finance laws. That's a criminal offence. Now, of course, Donald Trump and his lawyers like Rudy Giuliani will argue, well, actually, he was doing this, paying these women to protect his own marriage for personal reasons, nothing to do with politics. But of course, we hear there Michael Cohen saying this was not the truth, and also David Pecker from the National Enquirer saying this is not the truth. So if they have proof of that, Donald Trump could be in trouble.
And talk to us about the fact that his inauguration committee is now also being investigated.
Yes, there were reports last night here that federal prosecutors are examining that donations to his inaugural committee, that perhaps some foreigners illegally funnel donations to that in order to buy influence with the new administration. And the inquiry is looking at countries like Qatar, Saudi Arabia, UAE, which of course are in the news a lot since the Khashoggi murder. So the reports are that this is at an early stage, but this also spells trouble for Donald Trump. And of course, Michael Cohen was very centrally involved with that inaugural committee. So I think a lot of people are suspicious about why this story has come out now. Michael Cohen, as we just heard there, is going public. Just in an interview that we aired here this morning, he's not due to report to jail until March. So he said in that interview he's happy to talk to Mueller if he needs more information. But it looks like Michael Cohen is not going away in the next few months, and that he is going to tell prosecutors and tell the media anything he knows that could incriminate Donald Trump, the man he blames for his own downfall.
We'll be watching that space. Suzanne Lynch, Washington correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you.